Today's Your Daily Prayer Devotional is sponsored by the David Caleb Cook Foundation. If our podcast has been a blessing in your life, would you consider helping us get Bibles to children in Muslim countries? Go to davidcalebcook.org/dailyprayer to donate. Your gift will help send God's Word to children around the world.
Hey everyone, thanks for joining us for the Your Daily Prayer podcast. We hope these few moments of prayer and reflection are encouraging to you as you go about your day. To get all of our episodes straight to your phone during the week, just subscribe to this podcast on iTunes or wherever you listen to your podcast. To find more prayers, devotional content, and blog posts, we would love for you to join us at ibelieve.com. A Prayer for Reading God's Word by Wendy Pope. Your word is a lamp for my feet, a light on my path. Psalm 119:105. For a long season of my life, I was a carrier of God's Word. I read the Bible during church when the pastor would preach, and I made sure to read enough to fill in my blanks for Bible study. But to read, highlight, and apply Scripture to my life was foreign to me. How could I, a C student, ever understand the Bible? I wanted to be one of those women who highlighted and applied, but I didn't even know where to start. Then, our local Christian radio station challenged the listener audience to follow a one-year Bible reading plan. I couldn't fathom reading the whole Bible, much less in only a year. In an effort to calm my fears, I took a trip to my local Christian bookstore, thinking, if I'm going to read the whole Bible, certainly I need a new Bible to read. For what seemed like hours, I previewed various types of Bibles in an array of colors, styles, and formats. Just when I was about to give up, I pulled a chronological Bible from the shelf. The format intrigued me. Short readings, an easy-to-follow daily plan, an attractive cover, and the best part, knowing I would read the Bible in the order the events occurred. Yes, this was the Bible for me. Slowly, I began to understand the Bible as the ultimate guide to life. As Psalm 119 reminds us, "Your word is a lamp for my feet, a light on my path." I read the Bible from Genesis to Revelation, but not without stumbling. The year taught me so much. I learned Leviticus, Numbers, and Deuteronomy are difficult to read in some parts. I learned it's necessary to read the Old Testament to really appreciate the wonderful sacrifice Jesus made for me, as described in the New Testament. Lastly, I learned it's okay if I don't understand the whole Bible. God will continue to reveal things to me as I continue to make His Word a priority. Now, after reading a chronological Bible, I am no longer just a carrier of the Word. I am a lover of the Word. If you've always wanted to read through the Bible but desired a friend to come alongside you for support, I pray you'll take the same challenge and dig into God's Word this year. Let's pray. Dear God, I admit that reading the Bible is challenging for me, yet I desire to be more than a carrier of your word. Give me a hunger and a thirst for your truth. Lead me by the power of your Spirit to study and apply your word to my life. In Jesus' name, amen.
Did you know that children between the ages of 4 and 14 are 4 times more likely to accept Christ than they will be as adults? And that need to share the gospel and the love of Jesus with precious children is even greater in the Muslim world, where many never hear about Christ's love for them. You can help lead children in Muslim countries to Jesus by sending them a Bible through the David Caleb Cook Foundation. Your gift will send a colorful, comic-style action Bible that connects with kids so they can know the hope of Jesus. So please, give your best gift today at davidcalebcook.org/dailyprayer and watch as God transforms these children to transform their world.
I'm Billy Yancey, entrepreneur, fitness cowboy, father, retired Navy cornerback, and now podcast host. Listen to my new show, Billy and the Goat, on Life Audio. Happy listening.